From the SkyTerra Wellness Retreat, this is the Inspired Intentions Podcast, where we help people build the skills and mindset to live a healthy life. It's Alan back here with you today, and as many of you heard last week, we're going to spend the next few episodes running back some of our favorite Jeff Ford podcasts from the past 132 weeks. Last week, Rachel and I hit you with our number 6 picks, and this week, we're hitting you with number 4 and number 5. And up first, I'm going to let Rachel tell you her number 5 favorite podcast from the Inspired Intentions podcast. Rachel, take it away.
Hi, everybody. My 5th favorite episode is episode number 81, Why Digital Concussions Might Be Ruining Your Life. There are a couple of reasons why I really liked this episode. We brought on Patrick Davis, who is our director of technology, information technology, and he had some really practical advice for creating boundaries around technology. Jeff, Patrick, and I work together really closely, and so the conversation seemed to flow really well. But my absolutely favorite part of the episode was when we did a check on the amount of screen time that each of us had, that our phone was showing. And when we had done that check earlier on an earlier episode of Inspired Intentions, Jeff's was really high. And he had gotten his average screen time down, and he was really proud of it, and it was just a really fun moment. Enjoy.
I'm your host, Jeff Ford, and I'm joined today, once again, with one of the greatest co-hosts on the planet, Rachel Colasino.
Oh, Jeff, that's so nice. Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, it's pre-planned, you know, prior to the episode.
Coffee kicked in.
You deserve an adjective, like a strong adjective.
Thank you. An adverb.
That was an adjective, right?
Yes, it was.
Oh, phew.
Yeah.
You see me wiping the sweat off my brow.
All these parts of speech that we've worked into our podcast.
Yeah, I think what I always admire is, like, I am not a classically trained communicator, and you are. But somehow I think I still pull off the communication,
you're
know,
pretty great.
With our team and,
yes.
You know, with these guests.
Yes.
People seem to think that I know what I'm talking about sometimes.
You do know what you're talking about, and you bring the passion.
That's the goal. And I think what is maybe more exciting than you being the greatest co-host on the planet in the history of podcasting is we are here with one of our favorite people.
Yes.
You know, this is one of those people that unites both of us.
Yes.
He's like, you know, if there was a yin, yang, and young, he would be our young to the yin and yang.
It's a podcast booth full of our favorite people.
Yeah. Our EP, I mean, he's a close, you know, they're right there. We don't create hierarchies here at SkyTerra Wellness. We have a lot of great teammates.
Yes, we do.
And I think that's what's so special about when you do come to the retreat. So let's go ahead and introduce.
Let's let him talk.
Yeah, super cool guy. We are joined here today with Patrick Davis.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here, Patrick. Could you share with our listeners just kind of what your role here is at SkyTerra, everything you do to kind of make the magic happen?
Yeah, so I am the director of sales and IT. I work on everything from, you know, updating the websites, security, working on Google Ads, making sure that we get, you know, all those eyeballs that watch our ads and then eventually end up at the retreat. And you know, anything and everything else that you guys kind of need around campus, you know, as it relates to technology. I do a lot of data analysis and...
You do a lot of problem solving, too.
Problem solving is my favorite thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, we run a business and we rarely have any issues.
No problems.
Like, there's no issues or problems ever. Like, we show up each week and...
Everything's smooth.
It's super smooth. I think why it does actually look that way to our guests is because of Patrick Davis.
Yeah. Well, appreciate it. Thank you.
So our topic today, why we brought Patrick back on. Rachel, you want to introduce it?
I sure do. So we, you know, we talk about all aspects of wellness at SkyTerra on this podcast, of course. And Patrick was with us more than a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And it was one of our most popular episodes where he talked about digital well-being. So technology is so much a part of our lives, even more so after the pandemic.
Yeah, after the pandemic. I mean, so much has changed. I mean, we're relying on technology in all different corners and facets of our life now.
Yes.
And so I'm glad we put the leash around his neck and got him in here.
Yes. So he's going to talk with us today just about being healthy with your technology.
Yeah. And so to maybe start the conversation, Patrick, what have you seen? You're a big statistics guy. You're someone who, you know, definitely always has reasoning behind the steps that we take, like as a team. What have you seen, like, in the last year or so? What's changed in our use of technology?
Everything. I mean, obviously the entire world changed a little over a year ago, as well as our usage of technology, how we work, how we live, and everything. So the one of the biggest increases in digital usage came about in about March of 2020, which was, we saw about an 18% increase in online usage in the March of 2020 versus the March of 2019.
Whoa.
You know, considering how much of our lives was already online, that's an incredible increase in online usage.
That's like 1/5 of our lives.
Yes.
It started to add 20% more technology almost.
Yeah, so with all that additional usage, we're starting to see something that, you know, some people are calling sort of like a digital concussion.
Interesting term.
Which is sort of like, you know, hopping around from app to app and switching from video calls to, you know, office documents and email and doing a lot of this stuff can give you almost sort of like concussion-like symptoms, which can be like headaches, dizziness, shortness of breath, anxiety, you know, and so we're starting to see some of those types of things show up in you know, just from working all day, you know, staring at a screen, whether you're working from home or working online at in the office.
That's absolutely awful. I don't love symptoms like that. I don't know about you, Rachel, but like, this is definitely a problem.
Yeah, and I think too, I mean, so many people work at a computer, but even more so over the past year when you weren't even going into an office, you weren't able to have conversations with people, making sure that we're breaking up that screen time, because anything that's called a concussion sounds really scary and serious.
It is. Yeah. That's what I gathered from that term. Now, Rachel, you're by a computer all the time. Do you experience symptoms like this? Like, you're like 8 to 10 hours a day.
Yeah. I try to break it up as much as I can. And I'm sure Patrick has some suggestions for us, but that, I mean, you can get tunnel vision for sure. And
yeah. Sometimes make you want to put your head in the snow.
Jump
like
out
a
window.
Cold day.
Jump not in the lake.
In your case, definitely don't jump out a window.
I think, you know, the biggest thing at, you know, is whether you're working from home or in the office, getting natural light as much as possible is certainly, especially, it's a lot less now, but, you know, in the early days of the pandemic, people were spending a tremendous amount of time indoors and away from everybody else. Trying to get as much natural light as possible.
What other things besides natural light would you recommend?
Looking like removing your focus on the screen, having, you know, trying to focus on something that's anywhere from, you know, 18 to 24 inches away from your face all day long.
Crucial.
You know, you're straining your eyes all day, and a lot of times you don't realize it until you look away from the screen, and suddenly you realize that, you know, your eyes, you have to sort of blink, and you know, your eyes can get dried out.
So we could practice like a movement snack. I mean, we were in a meeting yesterday, all three of us, and we did 2 movement snacks. We weren't necessarily on technology, but I felt super refreshed.
Yeah, and the thing about a movement snack, and I know we all found it yesterday, or at least I did, and it looked like you guys did, was it was a long meeting. It was a 5-hour meeting, and it didn't ever feel like it was dragging, because we were able to break up that time with get outside, get some fresh air, move our bodies.
Yeah, so, you know, small segue. How's your triceps today, bro? I mean, we put you through some bench dips, some push-ups.
I was having trouble.
I could see like you putting on the headset, like your shoulder, you just had to like pull it out of the way because it was sore. So we'll get through it. So yeah, look around intentionally, like break up that screen time is what I'm hearing. What else could folks do?
I know you're gonna like this one, Jeff, is relax with breath. All of those notifications that you get are sort of like little pings of anxiety, and you don't realize throughout the day that you start breathing extremely shallow every single time you start getting those emails and text messages and, you know, anything else.
Yeah. And if you haven't tuned into our breath series, make sure to go back and listen to part 1 and part 2, where we talk about just the mechanics and the patterns that you want to develop with your breath.
Because we cover that specifically.
Yeah.
And we even invoked Patrick's name as he would help us come up with some kind of reminder that would pop up on your screen.
You made the episode, bro.
All right.
You were in there.
All right.
What's maybe one other thing? This digital concussion. It doesn't sound good. Anything else you would recommend?
Based on the fact that you're spending already so much time under artificial light, as you start to get towards the evening time, try to turn all of the lights down in your house. Yeah. Like, try to get your circadian rhythm, you know, from being totally disrupted by continuing to watch screens even after you've, you know, sort of completed your work day.
Yeah. Rachel, do you experience that? Like, when you pull out your computer, like, after 7, do you feel any anecdotal differences?
Yeah. I mean, we keep our apartment pretty dark. And so, you know, as the day goes on, I feel more relaxed. I do, you know, try to leave some space in between my computer work and going to bed. It's not always possible, but most days it is.
Yeah. Nice.
Sort of a subset of the digital concussion is just all of the things that are associated with what they call Zoom fatigue, which is just those video calls that, you know, there's a whole another set of things that come along with video calls, trying to maintain eye contact with people, you know, knowing whether you should have your video on or off. You know, there's just a lot of social rules and norms that we're still
trying to figure out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, this technology has not been integrated that long.
Now, do you think there's different rules if I'm on Zoom versus Google Hangouts versus Microsoft Teams, or is it all the same?
I think it's more to do with who you're talking to. You know, if you're hanging out with friends and family, I know we did a lot of video family hangouts during the early days of the pandemic. Versus, you know, stuff that has to do with, you know, work people and whether it's sort of chaotic. We tried to do a video call with all of our toddlers. My brother has 3 and I have 1, and it was just
it had to be productive.
It was very
productive. Super productive.
It was very productive.
Yeah.
And that's something I think I can talk about, because just working remotely for SkyTerra, I am on video calls all day long. And, you know, part of it is, doing my best to build relationships with people at a distance, and it's tough. So at the end of the day, I can be tired. It's that constant eye contact where, you know, if you're working with somebody, you're not staring at them in the face the whole time. You're looking at your computer, you're talking. And then I try to, as much as possible, and I know this has happened several times when you've called me, Jeff, is when I have a call that I don't need to be at my computer for, I'll just get outside and walk just to move around.
Yeah, you're sometimes with Ruby.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Dog walks.
Yeah. I hear you mouth breathing sometimes too, but it's okay.
Bringing it back.
Yeah.
To the breathing.
Breathing, always.
One, it's not all bad. I mean, a lot of this technology has facilitated the ability to sort of work uninterrupted throughout the entire pandemic, you know, which has been...
Right.
You know, has been good. There are good sides to all of this technology as well, but we do have to be cognizant of how it is affecting us and, you know, when to sort of pump the brakes a little bit.
Yeah.
One thing that I have done, just if I can add this too, that's been super helpful is I try to, as much as possible, minimize the video of myself because staring at yourself while you're trying to be engaged in a meeting is really distracting. And quite frankly, annoying.
Rather uncomfortable.
It is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It makes you very self-conscious to constantly sort of see yourself up in the corner.
Yes.
You're in, like, when you come on site, when you're like in the podcast booth, it's like weird. I just, you know, I more associate you with like being in a far off land.
A disembodied head.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty real.
So, the next topic, which I have actually been super excited to talk about, because now we're going to pit Jeff Ford versus Patrick Davis.
This isn't a competition, Rachel.
Just friendly.
Friendly. Always
friendly. And the topic is blue light glasses.
Yeah, so I've heard...
What about blue light glasses, Patrick?
I've heard Jeff mention blue light glasses before. So I did a little digging because I was interested, you know, being somebody that stares at the screens, you know, a lot. And really, you know, the best that I can say is that there's really no evidence that blue light glasses does anything. It certainly doesn't hurt. But the one thing that they did find was that yellow light actually for mice has been shown to disrupt their sleep cycles even more than blue light. So
interesting.
Oh, I'm picturing mice with little blue light blocking glasses. So cute.
Well, and I think that at the end of the day, you know, whether you wear glasses or not. I mean, if it makes you feel more comfortable, you know, or if it feels like has a benefit, there's nothing wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's a lot of other things that we can be doing to try to really, you know, break up staring at screens and that eye, you know, reducing that eye strain.
I agree with that. And thank you, Patrick, for, you know, being so humble on both ends of the spectrum here. Yeah, very diplomatic. That's one of his finer qualities. Let's go back for a second. Mice are not cute, Rachel. Mice destroy things, and I don't like mice.
But mice
they're a little
with
creepy.
Little glasses?
Maybe cool.
Yeah.
I think, like, the blue light glasses conversation is an interesting one. It's definitely where, when I teach the sound sleep class at this juncture, it's one of those strategies where, like, yeah, it may work, but then everyone always tries to get around it of, like, oh, can I still binge watch 5 hours of Netflix if I put the glasses on?
Right.
And I think that's a lot of health strategies out there, but it's, like, not to, like, be rude or, like, impolite. I'm not the diplomatic person of the group. But, like, I do find in health and wellness, people are always trying to find, like, what's that little edge, you know, versus doing the actual right thing, which is limiting your screen time, like taking steps away from your Zoom calls, like being intentional with how much exposure you have during your day and what your night should look like too, so that we can kind of pull back from that sympathetic state.
Yeah, and what you can do sort of throughout the day is what they recommend is the 20-20-20 rule, which is every 20 minutes, look at something that's about 20 feet away for at least 20 seconds.
That's nice.
Do you think you could set up our computers with little reminders that pop up?
Yeah, we could write some sort of
script.
Little script.
He'll just do that 5 minutes right after this when we're all done. You know, I used to teach a class called 20-20-20.
Oh, yeah?
20 minutes cardio, 20 minutes strength, 20 minutes stretching.
A good mix.
Pretty cool, huh? Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so anything else in the Patrick versus Jeff debate on blue light glasses?
I think we're in agreement. Anecdotal evidence that this may help you. I see anecdotal evidence for myself personally, but the biggest, like, just speaking personally, when I don't pull work out up at home, like the electronic piece of work, you know, maybe I'm in my planner or something like that, just preparing for the next day. Total difference, regardless of wearing glasses or not. I have had guests say, hey, glasses work. And there is, you know, placebo is a real thing.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, you know, we can look at research around, like, just someone taking an action to make improvements on something that's bothering their lifestyle. That the act of doing it actually may backdoor help someone with their sleep.
Great.
Yeah.
That's great. And then something else that I know, Patrick, you and I have talked about before is just your workspace.
Yes.
And this is something that I struggled with when we moved to Chicago, because our apartment is very small and I don't have an office. So finding a space that you can set up that where you're working comfortably, of course, it's going to be different for everybody. But what should we be looking for, Patrick? Like, what should our desk space look like?
Yeah, so if you do some quick Googling about, you know, desk ergonomics, you can find some pretty simple diagrams online that give you a pretty clear idea of, you know, sort of how you should be sitting at your desk. But one of the things that I really have found to be super helpful has been stand-up desks. We've gotten stand-up desks for most of the offices here at SkyTerra.
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
And yeah, they look great. They're not nearly as expensive as they used to be. And I find them to be immeasurably helpful throughout the day to keep my back. You know, I've always had sort of like lower back pain, being somebody who is sitting down at a desk all day, staring, you know, with my head at a slight incline down at the screen. Getting your monitor up at eye level so that you're looking straight ahead, so that your head sits squarely, you know, above your shoulders. And being able to, you don't need to stand up all day. You really actually sort of want to alternate between sitting down, standing up, sitting down, standing up.
Variability is crucial in anything. You know, it's like with food, you need variance. With movement, you need to make sure you're varying it as well. And I think that goes for, you know, if you're doing something 10 hours in a day, well, sitting and standing, a combination of that is super helpful.
And when you're standing, you still do have to pay attention to ergonomics. You want to have your standing desk so that you're elbows are basically bent at 90 degrees by your side, and that your arms are parallel with the ground.
Makes sense.
And that you're standing straight up, because it doesn't do you much good to be standing, but, you know, either leaning or, you know, anything
else.
You
still have to be aware of your posture. And I think, like, you took the words out of my mouth. Something I constantly share with guests is that, you know, that head tilt that you're talking about, where, just that small degree of, like, you know, if you're looking 30% down from neutral, you know, it can put about 30 pounds of pressure on the back of your neck, because I mean, your head weighs a lot. So that kind of chin tilt down, it's crucial to stay aware of that if you're doing all this virtual work, all of this remote technology type usage.
And if you are going to be sitting, having a good desk chair is really, really important, because I know, you know, there's lots of office chairs that look fairly decent that are, you know, not very expensive. But a lot of times I find that, you know, trying to sit for longer than 30 minutes in one of those chairs, you just start to feel, you know, aches and pains all over the place. So,
and we don't want pain.
No.
Everyone deserves to live a life without pain.
They sure
and,
do.
You know, if you have potentially have back pain before, like Patrick Davis, go back and check out our episode on our lower back pain. And that'll be another good tip, because you'll want to make these adjustments we're talking about today and then maybe add some of the other things to improve the pain that you might be experiencing.
Anything specific we should look for in a chair, Patrick?
I would look for one that you can adjust the height on, obviously, to try and get, you want your knees to be, you know, basically your thighs, I guess, to be parallel with the ground. And so that you're it's not too high up or too far down. The big thing would be, you know, making sure that it has enough padding, and then having something that has a high enough, that has something for your, elbows to go on. And then, you know, something that is, has good back support. I definitely would not recommend going under $250 on an office chair.
Oh,
if you're
going to
be spending so much time in that chair,
get the Cadillac.
Yeah, definitely. That would be my main recommendation, is just make sure and look at, you know, go online, look at reviews, find out what, you know, is, people are finding to help them.
Patrick loves reviews.
I do.
He's all about data.
Yeah.
Analytics.
Yeah. Yep.
He likes to wonder.
I've
learned.
Yes.
Yeah.
He sure
pretty
does.
Cool. All right. Are we at that point in our episode where we need to go back?
Yes.
Are we there?
We are there.
I can't wait to share.
Oh, all right.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, so the last time I was here, we talked a little bit about screen time, and Jeff had some pretty scary numbers.
He was devastated.
Yeah, I was upset. It was a very sensitive and touchy moment for me.
So, Jeff, let's see, at this point, what's your average screen? So let me preface what our past numbers were. Jeff had 5 hours and 52 minutes average screen time per day. Rachel had 2 hours and 41 minutes. Patrick, myself, had 1 hour, 24 minutes. And Alan had 3 hours and 22 minutes. So, Jeff, let's hear.
I got it pulled up.
All right.
This is, hey, everyone in the room, pay attention.
Proof.
2 hours and 37 minutes, everyone.
All right. So that's a really significant reduction.
Yeah. Basically cut it in half, homies.
All right, Rachel, how did you do?
So mine went down significantly, but I do have a cheat. So mine was 2 hours, 41 minutes per day. It's now down to 1 hour and 45 minutes. And I think a big piece of that is I got an Apple Watch, which tells me when my phone is ringing, when I have a text, so that I don't need to look at my phone unless I absolutely need to.
Gotcha.
It's been helpful.
Very honest of you, Rachel.
Yeah. A little bit of a cheat.
All right. And so Alan was 3 hours and 22 minutes. He is now at 3 hours and 38 minutes. So he went the wrong direction.
And
Alan.
He doesn't have a mic, so he can't even defend himself.
Nope.
he blames these on doing videos.
Yep. Yeah, he's been doing one or two videos. We have another program that's opened up. It's called SkyTerra Embrace, And Alan, just in his spare time, produces videos for...
In his non-existent spare time.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I also, unfortunately, saw my screen time increase from... it was 1 hour and 24 minutes. It's now averaging around 2 hours and 12 minutes. So.
Well, it was fishy because you are the director of IT and you have the lowest amount of...
should be at least 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like, come on.
What are you doing?
I'm staring at my laptop all day.
Yeah, yep. Well, cool. It's great to circle back on that.
Yeah.
Especially when some of us in the room make improvements.
That's right. I'm very proud of you, Jeff.
Thank you, Patrick.
Well, this has been great. We love having Patrick on. Obviously, we all work very closely together, and it's just great to be on air.
Yeah.
So thanks, Patrick.
Yeah, thank you for having me on. I really appreciate it. I love coming on here.
Just a quick recap. That was episode number 81, Why Digital Concussion Might Be Ruining Your Life. With our IT and sales director, Patrick Davis. I always love to have Patrick in the booth. He doesn't know it, but he's going to be back in here real soon. And I couldn't agree with Rachel Moore that is definitely in my top episodes that we've ever recorded, even though I think she's a little biased because Jeff called her the best co-host on the planet while I was sitting in the room. But I'm not going to let that stop me. Moving forward, we've got our number 4 pick for top podcast we've ever recorded. And this episode comes out with a shout out to Janelle. Janelle recorded an episode with us, number 108, A New Style of Self-Care. Janelle's one of my all-time favorite guests, and she was one of the first people to ever sign our podcast door back in December of 2021. Seems like so long ago. I really enjoyed Janelle's honesty and her perspective on her SkyTerra experience, and I can't wait for you guys to give it a listen.
So let's go ahead and introduce our guests.
Yes.
And we have a very special person in
the
booth
special.
Today. Yeah. We have none other than a former SkyTerra guest and current SkyTerra guest right now. Her name is Janelle Pendleton.
Welcome, Janelle.
Hi.
Hi.
Thanks for being here, Janelle.
Glad to be here.
To
be here.
How are the nerves? You doing good on mic so far?
Yeah, doing great.
She's a natural.
She is.
Yeah, she
is.
She was very comfortable in this very small, tiny, hot room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, she didn't even need to take her sweatshirt off.
Yeah.
I saw her when she sat down. So, Janelle, tell our listeners maybe a little bit about you. Where do you live? What's your world like?
So, I am from Dallas, Texas. Married, no children, and I just recently retired in February of this year from a job that I held for 31 years.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, it feels great. So, you know, been in the professional world. I sing. I'm a singer, so that's kind of my side job, and I'm still continuing that. So.
That's why you sound so great on mic.
She does. I was just thinking that.
I was like, wow, it's very polished.
Yes. Yeah.
Used to being in a booth, so yeah, nice. Yeah. So, but yeah, so I grew up in Arkansas, so one of the reasons I'm here at SkyTerra, it reminds me a lot of home.
Cool.
With the surroundings and the beautiful mountains and all the colors. So, from the tech world, I was finished my career in HR, but did a little bit of everything, some business analyst work, and worked with a bunch of developers in the automotive business on the tech side.
Wow.
So, kind of a crazy world, but a great job and a family business. And
yeah,
I'm retired today and back at SkyTerra.
Oh, that's amazing.
We're glad to have you.
Glad to be here.
You know, Jeff was, we were talking earlier about why we wanted to have you on the podcast, and he was just speaking really highly about the changes that you made in your life between the first time that you were here and the time that you're back here now. So that's one of the main reasons why we wanted to have you on the podcast, and also just to hear your experience. And I know other guests love hearing the stories of the guests who are here because they can relate in so many ways. So thank you again for being here.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess the really first question that we want to ask you was, you know, what was your reason for coming to SkyTerra and what was your reason for doing our Lose Smart program?
So originally, as I was thinking about retirement, I'd always wanted to do something personally for myself.
Hmm.
And I started kind of just researching wellness centers and you know, I was kind of thinking, well, should I wait till retirement? And so when I finally made the decision to retire, I decided that one of my treats of retirement was going to be to SkyTerra, that I wanted to start my retirement focusing on myself and giving myself some time that I had been denying myself for a lot of time working in a high-profile position. A lot of us get stressed and we're going through work and we just don't take the time for ourselves. And so that was a promise and a gift that I actually thought I was giving to myself. And when I retired, my company asked me what I was going to do. And I said, I'm not sure, but one thing I'm going to do is to go to a wellness center. And they said, well, where is it and what is it? And I told them I'd been doing all the research through Google. And when I told them what I was going to do, they said, we're going to do that for you. And we're going to pay for that for you.
Wow. That's incredible. I didn't know that.
It was awesome. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. And so that was their parting gift to me from retirement. And it couldn't have turned out or been a better parting gift from retirement. Like I say, it was a family-owned business, and I was so appreciative that they did that for me. So that's how I ended up here at SkyTerra the first time.
Well, and I like that even though they gave you the gift of SkyTerra for a month, you were already thinking that when you were going to be retired, that it was time to put the wellness first and to like do something for yourself.
Yes.
To take that self-care piece. And it's cool that that was in your mind. Was it in your mind for a while, like as you were getting ready to kind of close up shop?
I'm almost embarrassed to say years.
Yeah. Well, and let's speak into that for a minute. I think listeners can relate. It's sometimes when we think about doing things for ourselves, it can be difficult to pull the trigger. And it's so great that that's how you started your retirement. And even though it was a couple years, man, just really cool that you pushed through and knew that like this is what was right for you.
Yes, absolutely.
Cool.
Was there any other triggering event besides your retirement that made you finally decide to come to SkyTerra?
Well, I think as most people who work in the corporate world will attest to, just feeling, you know, when you're at work and all the sitting that you do, and just and as you get older in your career, and, you know, just the aches and the pains in your body and just not feeling well, not eating well because you're not on a good schedule. So it was a little bit of everything kind of compacted into one, you know, thought that it was just like a wellness center will address a lot of different things for me. So it just wasn't one driving factor. It was, you know, it was the stress. It was how am I sleeping? How do I feel? Why do I hurt? I'd like to lose weight. Wasn't as big of an issue to me, although it is a goal, but I just wanted to feel better.
Yeah.
Janelle, do you remember the first day that you were here and what you felt like during that first day?
Absolutely. I remember distinctly because it was alumni week. And
it was your very first week.
Yeah. So when I got here and I came by myself, I drove from Dallas, Texas out here by myself. And it was a little overwhelming but people were just having a good time. I got here and everyone was in the lobby and everyone seemed to know each other so well. And I thought, boy, these are just happy people here. Not realizing they all had some prior connection, or a lot of them did. There were some other new people. So, but just immediately walking in, being greeted, I just had this, there was not this apprehension. I knew immediately, I was like, this is where I need to be. It was the best feeling walking in here and just not, you know, not wanting to just turn around and run out the door when I saw a bunch of people. So, it was a great feeling.
Yeah.
That's so nice to hear.
It's very nice to hear. And for listeners, you can't necessarily see Janelle, but you can tell she's getting emotional about that first day and just like, how it almost sounds like you got that sense of relief and like it, I almost can see yourself like giving yourself credit for like taking that step to come through those doors.
Yes, absolutely. Couldn't have stated it any better. Yeah.
Cool.
And then, so that was your first day. How did the rest of your first week go? And it must have been quite different from when you showed up here your second time.
Yes. So the first week I came here specifically for the Lose Smart program, which is a 28-day program, and so Monday morning, diving right in with the group, immediately met the people in that group, and they just enfolded me in their arms and said, you've got this. I mean, they didn't know me from Adam. And it was a great group of people, and I still have relationships with those people in that group today and talk to them all the time. So I'm not trying to just oversell, but it's just, it was the best experience for me.
It sounds like the guests took you in just as much as maybe the staff, even on that first week. And that's really cool to hear that that culture exists and that it impacted you and those relationships are everlasting.
Yes, absolutely. Everything, I mean, like you say, from the staff to the people that are here, everyone's here for a different reason. And it's just, it is so, there's no judgment here. It is so encompassing and just a great place to feel like yourself and not feel like you need to hide anything or not be yourself, and very unjudgmental here, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
And just to thank you so much, Janelle, for that. Just to bring our listeners up to speed in case you don't know. So Lose Smart, like Janelle said, is our 28-day program. It's almost like a community within a community because the guests participating in Lose Smart have separate classes together, and it's a rolling admission. So Janelle probably came into the program on her first day with people who had been there for 3 or 4 weeks.
And that's really a cool piece of it, where it's like when you said they took me in, it's almost like the veterans of the group, they really help that first week person like feel safe, feel like they can let their guard down. And it's a fun program to kind of witness how, as others are learning the skills and mindset to live healthy and to achieve their goals, it really, impacts everybody within this small subset of the culture.
Yes. Yes.
You know, it kind of reminded me of when you're in elementary school and that first day you go to class and the teacher's like, "Hey, class, this is Janelle." And you're standing there with this apprehensive look on your face and everybody's like, "Hey," and they're welcoming you. And it was kind of like that. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
And so by the end of your first day, how had things changed for you?
So I felt this sense of there wasn't anything I couldn't do. So I, as I've told Jeff before, I do not like the gym.
Yeah.
I'm not a gym person at all. And so just seeing how other people were embracing, just trying the program, trying some new things. Even after that first day, I had already done things that I had never done.
Mm.
Like what?
Well, the Connect we did in the morning.
Yep.
And so we were doing these yoga stretches and some breathing. And, I was like, "Oh, well, is this what yoga is about?" And so I was like, this feels really good. And I couldn't sit on the floor and get myself up on my own when I got here to SkyTerra. And, the instructor for Connect that morning kind of helped me up. And then as the weeks went by and I was kind of seeing what this yoga was all about. So just that Connect class, which was the very first thing I did after breakfast, that for me has been one of the biggest things that's carried me through my life at home. I do Connect every day.
Wow.
I do yoga now. It was a big thing for me. And I encourage the guests here, because everybody the first day, they're like, "Well, what's this Connect at 8:30? I'm like, "Just go." And you don't even want to explain it to them because I want them to
just go and
see
experience
what it's
it.
Like. Yeah, yeah. And feel it for themselves because it was so impactful for me. So I always encourage people here to go to Connect. That was one of the most impactful first day and every day and still my every day here.
Well, we've had many guests on and we've spoken about Connect before. I think you did a great description of it. And I think it's so cool that that's the thing that, like you phrased it, carried you through, where your original reason for coming was self-care. And it's almost like you found a new style of self-care, like that slowing down. And you were so great at like prioritizing yoga and not being like so antsy about doing every high intensity class, because guests can feel like they're not doing enough if they don't take those classes. And I think you're a good testament of like creating balance between the different types of movement and getting, no pun intended, really connected to why breath and stretch and meditation and yoga poses and why all that can truly make a difference.
Absolutely. And I've been, I've been reading some of the literature that you recommended, and that way I got some from the lecture classes, and It's just like a new part of my world. I was like, where has this been all my life? I was like, why didn't I do this when I was younger? And yeah. I would have felt a lot better and been less stressed at work probably. But yeah, so it's been a new discovery. So I feel like a green newbie person at it, but I just try it every day and it gets better and better for me.
And just for our listeners, Connect is available, of course, here at SkyTerra. It's how we start the day every day. But you can also access Connect classes on SkyTerraAtHome.com.
Which is what I do.
Yeah.
Definitely. Start my day at home.
So the way that we kind of started this podcast, Janelle, was we had talked about how you had really dialed in your routines after you left here the first time. So can you tell us when you got home after your first stay at SkyTerra, what routines did you take with you and how has your life been different?
Yeah, you know, that's another thing I really appreciated about SkyTerra. So before you leave, you meet with your coach. I met with Jeff and we had a home plan and you get to know everyone here so well. And, you know, the first thing I sat down and Jeff said, okay, I know you're not a gym person, and that's okay. And I was like, thank you for acknowledging that that's okay. And he said, so what, you know, what realistically, what are we going to do at home? I know you like the yoga. And he said, so maybe you find a studio. And I said, I've already found it. I had already been researching while I was here.
Yeah, nice. Really
and
proactive.
Found one close to my house. And then I'm a disc golfer, and my husband and I do that. And that's a 3.5 mile walk when you're playing 18 holes. And Jeff said, so that's some great for your cardio. And, you know, and it was like, don't overdo it and don't try too many things. So I literally... whatever I was doing here at SkyTerra, it was important to me. And as the weeks, every week that I talked with Jeff in our meetings, it was important that how I was living at SkyTerra, I could just pick it up and drop it in at home.
Yeah. I love that.
And so when I got home, my eating routine was already set, right? Mm-hmm. So we have our eating times here. So I just continued to eat my breakfast, lunch, dinner, incorporate my 2 snacks a day. I just was eating at the same times as if I was here at SkyTerra, so that nothing changed.
Cool.
And then I joined the yoga studio, and they had a new student for the first month, and you could they had like 30 classes, and I had no idea. I'm still reading yoga lingo to figure out what everything is, and I just started going to classes to see what I kind of liked and what was kind of comfortable for me and what I was doing at SkyTerra. And so I now do yoga on Monday, Wednesday, Fridays at 11:30. It's a meditation and stretch class. I do yin on Sundays at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's a great way to kind of end
my
week.
That's good timing for that.
Yeah. And then I disc golf on Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 7:30 with my husband. So I had something every day where I was moving and doing a lot of the things I was doing here at SkyTerra. And I have continued to do it. I've lost an additional almost 11 pounds. I'm not counting calories. I'm cooking for myself. And it really is just taking this routine and taking it home.
Yeah, I like how you said that, like taking the routine and dropping it in.
Yeah, that's a great image.
It's a really great image for sure. And it's a testament to, like, not, like you said it, not trying to do too much and just working on the consistency at first before feeling like we have to do everything. And also, you chose things that you enjoyed. And I think that's probably part of your success, like yoga, time with your husband. Like, obviously, you integrated a routine that gave you enjoyment at a pretty high level.
Yeah, and that was something that was stressed here at SkyTerra, too. Mm-hmm. It's like there's so many different choices of things to do here at SkyTerra, and so you can kind of find that thing that's your niche or something that you love. And I mean, I literally discovered yoga at SkyTerra.
Oh.
So that's the most, that's one of the most exciting things other than Connect. that from my journey of being here at SkyTerra, and it was just, it's just awesome. It's changed my life.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Janelle, did you get anything out of your stay? You've done such a beautiful job of describing everything that you got out of your stay. And I love your description of how you were able to take the tools home, because that's so important to us here. We don't want people to come to SkyTerra and not be able to take those tools home with them. But is there anything else that you got out of your stay that you weren't expecting?
the friendships, for sure. There's a group of about seven of us. We call ourselves Sky Tribe, and we're in a text group now. And we actually, like, text each other every week and just encourage each other. And we're from all over the country, different ages, different occupations. And these ladies have just been a great inspiration to keep going. And we share personal things in our lives. We share our workout routines. Mm-hmm. So I did not expect to, like, gain a new community that was not the SkyTerra staff, but, like, SkyTerra guest.
Yeah.
So I have a whole new community. And we're all coming back next spring so that we can have an anniversary.
Did you know what we're doing when you all come back?
No.
It's going to be alumni week.
Oh.
Yeah, because we know of your group coming back. So we're like, oh, we're going to just do alumni week when those cool cats come back. So yeah, I think some of that group is staying for 1 week or 2 weeks. We're going to try to make it super special for
you.
I think
most of us booked for 2 weeks. Yeah. Like, we already pre-booked. We were like, we're coming back here together. It's
so,
like,
we'll only keep 1 week regular. The other week's going to be really fun and crazy.
That's awesome. Yeah. That'd be great. We're looking forward to it. Yeah.
And so when somebody new comes that week and they walk in the doors for the first time and they see you guys talking, they'll feel right at home.
I was just thinking that. I'm like, I'm going to look for that person's face that looks a little overwhelmed and just go up and introduce myself and say, you are in the right place.
I love that. Do you have any advice for somebody considering Lose Smart or considering a wellness retreat?
I would say that don't be afraid. You know, in our minds, we build so many stories about a wellness retreat and the kind of people that attend and how we should look and what we should wear. And I would just say, strip all of that off and come to SkyTerra and just, you know, experience it. I had no clue what I was walking into, and some of that's my personality, and that kind of excites me. But for the person that's kind of afraid of that, do not be afraid. There's no judgment here. There is no, you have to do this. You don't have to do it. I just can't even explain how the outcome of my experience here. How it has impacted my life, and what I, if you'd have asked me before I came to SkyTerra, what do you expect?
Yeah, what were the
I would have a whole different kind of story because I was just so far out in left field with what my fantasy wellness retreat was.
Yeah.
And this was so much better than what my fantasy world was.
What a compliment.
Yeah. Thank you so much for that description. I mean, I think it is one of those common things. It's like you really don't know what to expect. Mm-mm. Especially when you're in a vulnerable place, you're working on putting yourself first, you're working on trying to improve your health. Like, that's a space that it's hard to predict the changes that are going to happen in you. And it's really cool to just hear, like, how unexpected the changes that you've seen in your life, what those have been.
Oh, yeah. I feel better. I look better. It's amazing. I don't even know what words to put to it.
Thanks, Janelle. Thank you so much. Do you have anything else you want to make sure that you add for our listeners?
You know, just kind of the Nike logo. It's like, just do it. You know, it sounds so simple, but it just can be so impactful on your life. Yeah. So don't be afraid to do it. And it's a great experience. You won't regret it.
We should change our tagline. Just do it.
Just do it.
SkyTerra Wellness Retreat.
Would that be infringing?
Probably.
On a brand? A TM, is that what we call that?
Probably. Well, Janelle, thank you so much for sharing your time and your thoughts and just so much of yourself today. I know our listeners are really appreciative, and so are we. Thank you so much.
Thank you for letting me speak to SkyTerra.
Oh, well,
I
Janelle,
really appreciate it.
You have been absolutely amazing. I mean, I think when you check back in this time, it was so incredible to just hear about what you've done and how you haven't overcomplicated it and how you're still taking steps to continue to improve and stay on the journey of living healthy and living kind of in a different way.
Yeah.
So thank you so much. And this has been awesome.
All right, Inspired Intentions listeners, I hope you all have enjoyed our number 4 and number 5 top picks for our Inspired Intentions podcast. That was Why Digital Concussion Might Be Ruining Your Life, episode number 81. And of course, Janelle, A New Style of Self-Care, episode number 108. Join us next week where we break down our number 3 and number 2 favorite podcasts from the past 132 episodes. Rachel, why don't you send us off?
The Inspired Intentions podcast is a production of Skytera Wellness Retreat. Special thanks to our executive producer, Alan Broyhill. Send us your questions and comments to inspiredintentions@skyterawellness.com. Subscribe on iTunes and everywhere podcasts can be found. If someone you know might benefit from this podcast, share Inspired Intentions with them and give us a 5-star rating. Join us next week as we cut through the unrealistic noise on diets and fitness and show you how healthy living fits seamlessly into your already busy life. Thanks for listening.